Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much, wow, for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes, but amazing. I'm so blessed. Thank you also to another donor to Catholic Sports Radio for the third episode in a row. I will be revealing that person's name during this episode. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net, which has everything from a built-in player to hear each episode there, links to various podcast platforms where you can listen and subscribe/follow, logos to click on to follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Plus, the website has a bio about me, links to interviews where I have been the guest, and even an area called For Listeners where you can submit prayer requests. What is your website address? What does the online home for your business, product, or service look like? If you've been listening to this show for a while, thank you. And you know that I love how CatholicSportsRadio.net looks and everything that is a part of the website. I almost liken it to everything that's under the hood of your car. You don't see all of that, but it helps ensure that everything runs great. For example, Merchantside Marketing Group, which is who built CatholicSportsRadio.net, they will make sure that the website they do for you has a mobile and phone-friendly, responsive layout and content for optimized mobile experience. All the photos and videos will be optimized for file size, file name, and meta tags for SEO and accessibility. And they'll even make sure the site is social media optimized for sharing using Facebook's Open Graph protocol. I know it's all a bit on the tech speak side, but that's why you want to turn to pros like Merchantside Marketing Group who do this stuff every day. Use one of their ads on CatholicSportsRadio.net to go over to their website to get in touch. And of course, do let them know that you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. Parents will often invest in a specialist for their son or daughter's sports endeavors. I'm thinking of something like maybe a hitting coach for their son who is in baseball, or a pitching instructor for their daughter who's in softball. There are private teachers who give tennis lessons. You can also get a golf instructor to help, heck, not even your son or daughter, but yourself with your swing. The list goes on across numerous sports. There seems to be an expert who you can go to for some real focused help. But what about in our faith life? Who are we turning to there? If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've heard me make references to my spiritual director. We must be careful to consider the source, as the saying goes. Some people might have a hidden agenda and could just be telling you what you want to hear, when in reality, they unfortunately have a hidden agenda. In the New Testament, we read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, the following, which is in verse 15. It says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves." Friends, whether this applies to potentially getting tricked into hiring a specialty coach who just wants your money and not getting results for you, or if it's someone who is using religion to find a sweet spot that will allow them to gain favor with you, we must be in prayer and seek guidance from the Holy Spirit in having a trusted source for spiritual guidance. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest will be inducted this year into the St. Ignatius Athletics Hall of Fame. For 20 years, he has run a basketball camp in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and has coached both basketball and track at two different high schools, plus he also coached AAU basketball. As a student athlete, he had played basketball on a full athletic scholarship at St. Francis College of Pennsylvania, which followed a high school career during which he was a four-year letterman in track and three-year letterman in basketball. Prior to his senior season of basketball, he was selected as one of the top players in Ohio by USA Today. Last year, he published a book called A Penny's Thoughts: Sometimes All You Need Is a Change of Perspective. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Tom Fox.
Thanks, Bruce. Glad to be here with you.
Thank you, Tom. I'm looking forward to this. During our conversation today, we will be talking about your book, and when we do, even though I'm going to put a link on the show page for this episode to where people can go and buy it online, there might be some confusion because I introduced you as Tom Fox, but it's a different last name on the book. So explain that as it relates to your having told me in the lead up to today that you grew up in a large Irish Catholic family.
Yeah, so I grew up in a large Irish Catholic family, Lakewood, Ohio. I'm the fifth of seven kids, and my grandfather emigrated from Ireland, and so very, very strong Irish influence. And, you know, being a big history guy, found out that our name before about 1700 was O'Shunnock, and that's Gaelic for son of the fox. And the British, when they came in and, you know, set up all the different penal laws and whatnot, they made people anglicize their names. So I thought, hey, why not bring this name back as a fun pen name?
Wow. And so seven of you in the household, and it sounds like raised 100% cradle Catholic, all of you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, mom and dad were also, you know, they went to Catholic school their whole lives, and you know, it was great. We lived actually right up the street from St. Luke's grade school, so it was really nice in the summertime. We'd get all the extra milk, you know, it was left over at the end of the school year, so we were good on chocolate milk for a few days anyways. But you know, big part of the parish, parish life was everything to our family.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I can tell, you only knew Catholic education throughout all of your schooling. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. St. Luke Grade School in Lakewood, Ohio, St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland, and St. Francis College, now University in Loretto, Pennsylvania.
Wow, wow. Well, in the intro, I mentioned all the success you had as a student athlete. As a teenage boy, did you have stars in your eyes and thoughts of going on to a pro basketball career, or were you just content being where you were, meaning having fun and being successful as a high school and college player?
Oh, I was a dreamer. There's no doubt I was a dreamer. You know, my older brother, Pat, he's the oldest of our family. He was quite an athlete, and he went to St. Ignatius High School. And, you know, it started with dreaming of playing ball at Ignatius. And, you know, when I was a teenage kid, yeah, I wanted to go Division I and was hoping to play professional ball, which obviously never got the opportunity to. But, yeah, I definitely was a dreamer, no doubt.
And along the way, you got to witness something neat that your dad did. Your father started an initiative that I could argue is an example of how we can combine faith and sports in our daily life, in a sense.
I did. My dad started an initiative called Varsity Coach for Needy Folks. When the seven of us had moved out and mom and dad were kind of, you know, empty nesters and doing a cleanup, he noticed, you know, our three varsity coats, my younger brother, mine, and my older brother, for Ignatius, were just hanging in the closet. And he thought, you know, there's a lot of homeless individuals, folks that or can't afford coats, and why not refurbish these coats and get them out to the poor? And that's exactly what my dad has done for at least the last decade, and he's really made a positive you know, difference in the community.
Wow. And is Varsity Coats for Needy Folks, is that something that people can find information about online?
I believe he does have a site. It's a great question. I should double check. But he basically works with just local schools and, you know, the city of Cleveland, you know, Westside Catholic Center, different places. And they have an individual that will deliver these coats. And people are giving more than varsity coats now. They're giving just, you know, coats in general. He'll go to different parishes, and they deliver them to a lot of the homeless camps in Cleveland. You know, there are homeless camps all over the place. And it's definitely made a difference. Would love to see something like this happen in every big city.
Well, and that's why I asked the question, because I wondered if somebody was listening to you and I talk, and they're in, I'm just going to pick a random place and say, San Antonio, Texas, and they say, I got some coats I'll send up to him. Is he going to take those, or is it a case of we're really just dealing in the local area?
Well, he would definitely take them. No doubt about it. He would most certainly. My mom... She might say, man, the garage is getting full, John, but he would take them.
Well, for the audience, Tom has great witness as it relates to the great opportunity that someone has as a coach, in that, Tom, you are still in touch with your college basketball coach?
Yes, I am. Tom McConnell. The McConnell family is very well known in Pittsburgh for basketball. He was my head coach, and just a very, very devout faith. And he and I talk matters of faith more than we do basketball anymore. And just someone who's had a strong impact. In fact, his son, Sean, is now a priest. And he just a very, very holy man and a great basketball coach at the same time. So, you know, very blessed to have played for someone like him.
And that's why I asked the question in the way that I did, audience, because, again, it reinforces the position of influence that a coach has that he or she may not be aware of. This is someone who is not still staying in touch with their coach because they need basketball tips or strategies or pointers. It's someone who made such an impression on Tom that, Tom, I'm thinking that the overwhelming majority of the time you're calling him for fellowship, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. A great example of that, Bruce, is he's the one that told me about The Chosen. I don't know if you've watched that or any of your viewers, which has just been a wonderful story of Christ with Jonathan Rumi playing Jesus. And he's the one said, he said, T, you got to check this out. And, you know, that's just one example, you know, or a song. Sometimes, like, I heard a song that I said, Coach, doesn't this sound like they're talking about Christ in this song? And you know, so it's not just basketball. It's more faith now for he and I.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, like so many others that we hear on this show, Tom has been challenged with adversity and thankfully has had that strong faith foundation that you've been hearing him talk about. And that has helped him through those struggles, including someone that speaks directly to what I talked about in my ministry moment. Tom will reveal that name right after I reveal the name of the latest contributor to my Catholic Sports Radio ministry. And that's what this is for me. I am using my time and talent to give back to God and help try to bring more people further along in their faith walk. If you're new to Catholic Sports Radio, you should know that not only do I not get any income from doing this, nor do I have any sponsors, which means that all the costs have to come out of my own pocket, but that it's just me doing all this. Unfortunately, there's no staff around me or even volunteers or an intern, so it does require quite a time and financial investment, but it's something I felt called to do. In fact, there's a video on YouTube that I did explaining that calling that I felt. But it does get challenging in terms of keeping up with all the expenses that I am diligent in trying to report to you on this show. Thankfully, Dave Anderson, a listener from up in Minnesota, who tells me he is starting something called Catholic Sports Gear, was kind enough to send me a contribution to my ministry through the Donate to CSR button that you'll see on CatholicSportsRadio.net. He and I were in touch about it, and he gave me permission to say his name on the air. So thank you again, Dave, for that. When someone contributes to this ministry, it also tells me that you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you recognize and appreciate the work that I'm doing, and you want to see it continue and help people in their faith life. Do please consider supporting my efforts with a one-time contribution. As you heard me say with regards to Dave Anderson, on CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a Donate to CSR button that makes it fast and easy for you to contribute securely, online, in any amount you wish. There's no drop-down menu of amounts to choose from. You put in whatever you're comfortable with. Do please prayerfully consider what you can do for this ministry in terms of financial support to help me offset the various costs that I have detailed over a number of episodes of this show. Incidentally, instead of doing it online, electronically, through the website, alternatively, as some folks have opted to do instead, you can get in touch with me through the contact section of CatholicSportsRadio.net to ask for the mailing address, and I will personally write you back with details on where you can send a check. And I will happily say on the air the name of anyone who contributes to this ministry, or as some have chosen to do, you can remain anonymous. I'm grateful to everyone who listens to the show and would most appreciate your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to use this ministry to bring more people closer to Christ. Tom, as I was starting into that, I alluded to your having had your fair share of struggles throughout life. What's on your heart that the audience might benefit from hearing about?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's a number of things. I think, you know, from early on, actually, my college career, I actually tore my ACL. And this was 1996. And, you know, basketball was everything. But had my folks not really instilled a deep faith, you know, I don't know if I would have gotten through that very tough time in my life. I feel as though that's true. That's what got me through. And having a coach like Tom McConnell, you know, later on in life, I found that I was struggling a little bit with drinking. from time to time. And, you know, drinking in many ways is a social contagion for people. You know, they feel as though they're in a situation they have to drink. And it's one of those things that it's been 2 years since I had my last drink. And, you know, I wasn't someone when I stopped drinking that, you know, I was seeing bugs crawling up a curtain or, okay. But I enjoyed an ice cold beer, and I found that it added to anxiety. And, you know, I had mentioned to you before, you know, I went through a tough divorce with the mother of my children, and, you know, faith has been my constant. And, you know, without my parents establishing that early on and having great godparents, I have wonderful, my godfather's no longer living, but I have a wonderful godmother. You know, I don't think I could have weathered those storms. And, you know, for anyone that's out there struggling right now, there's a lot of hope. If you're struggling and you're turning to cold beer or something worse for that matter, you know, I just would hope that they have a strong faith to lean on, because that's where the joy and that's where, you know, the saving, the grace is, obviously.
Oh, wow. Amen. Amen. And thank you for sharing that. I know it's not easy. I'm really blessed to have so many guests that come on here and share their scars. They show their wounds, they expose their wounds so the audience can hear about the great work that the Lord has done and is doing in their life. I mentioned that you have had someone that you're able to turn to in those challenging times, and this will help us segue nicely into your book, which is called A Penny's Thoughts. Sometimes all you need is a change of perspective, because one of the stories you tell in there is about Father Jim, which is who I'm referring to, you that you say has always been just a phone call away for you during those struggles.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Father Jim O'Donnell, in Cleveland, Ohio, he's very well known. He started the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Eucharist, and he started a ministry on East 35th in Cleveland in a very tough neighborhood, and, you know, teamed up with Habitat with Humanity and various others. We have been so blessed, us Fox, our Fox family, to have him in our lives. He tells the story of being a young priest and having my grandmother, who immigrated from Ireland, making him breakfast when he was a priest at St. Coleman. So he's always been there. And 2 years ago, it's been 2 years since I had my last drink. I was having a rough, go, and I get a phone call, and Father Jim now is 91, maybe. And I hadn't heard from him in a little bit. And I said, "Hey, Father, how you doing?" And I mean, I was in a bad spot. And he said, "Tom, I felt as though I had to call you. Wow. Are you okay?" And, wow. You know, at that moment, I get chills telling you that right now. At that moment, my life completely changed from what I was going through. And it's then I decided, okay, I had this idea for a book. And, you know, I started to write. And it just, you know, it was a miracle. It was my miracle that Father Jim, he just sensed it. He just, something was off. And he's such a good, holy man of God.
Do I recall correctly, when I was reading your book, the section that includes Father Jim, do I recall that there was a reference in there to him and Mother Teresa?
Yeah, Father Jim spent a couple of weeks at least with Mother Teresa, and you know, worked side by side with her. And some of the stories he told were just incredible. And, you know, quick example, just how poor, how very poor, you know, we have social safety nets here, but in Calcutta, they didn't have these social safety nets. And Mother Teresa asked him to hand out tangerines to a lot of the young kids on the streets of Calcutta. And giving these kids a tangerine, you would have thought you were giving them an Xbox. Okay. You were giving them, I mean, the gratitude. He also tells a story about how the leper, there's a leper colony that invited Mother, and he always refers to his mother. I just love how he says that. invited Mother Teresa to hear a concert. And I mean, it was like pots and pans and, I mean, it was as primitive as can be. And she said, as he was sitting next to her, she leaned over as these lepers are playing for Mother Teresa. And she leaned over and said, "Father, that's the sound of music in heaven." Wow. And, you know, you hear things like this.
Wow.
It's just incredible to know he spent that time with her.
Well, again, folks, I will have a link on the show page for this episode at catholicsportsradio.net to where online you can purchase Tom's book. This coming Saturday, February 12th, is National Lost Penny Day. To give you a sense where Tom came from with the angle of his book, in case the title has you wondering, here's a really short passage that I read in it that I think nicely summarizes the perspective that it brings. Quote, "Many of us have experienced what a penny goes through at one time or another in our own lives. Think about it. Every day, people are overlooked, disregarded, seen as worthless, non-essential, and then simply cast aside. As a result, we humans often find ourselves in search of meaning or on a quest to matter. Every person wants to mean something to somebody, whether it's to an employer, coworker, friend, neighbor, teammate, family member, or spouse." End quote. And then a page or two later, it says, quote, "No person, animal, or coin, for that matter, should ever be made to feel worthless," end quote. Tom, talk about that, as well as, besides Father Jim, maybe one other quick story from the book, say maybe the one about Val. Not only because of him, you wrote, quote, "He made you feel so important," but because you also mentioned golf at the end of his story, and this is, after all, Catholic Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know, Father Jim and Val, there's so many great characters. But let me just get to the first point. When I came up with this idea for this, this concept for this book, I was standing in line at a gas station and I saw somebody throw their change in that little tray next to the cash register, and I just kind of thought. Man, it stinks to be a penny. I mean, pennies are, you know, and then I started thinking, you know what? Penny would tell a great story. Where's a penny been? You know, and so I used the penny to weave the story. And the stories are some are about people I know. Some are based on people I know. Val is somebody that I got to know starting when I was playing ball at St. Francis, and our friendship grew, and he was like a second father to me, and I'm telling you, he would lower your blood pressure, Bruce. He gave you total attention. I've never met someone that gave total attention like Val. Mm. What you were saying was important. And I don't think we have that. You know, everyone's distracted by their phones, and you know, but he just was a really, really special person that would give undivided attention. Was just a very calm human being, and I was just very blessed to have him in my life.
Yeah, and I do like the way that the main character in the book is the penny, and every story is told from the perspective of the penny. I was tempted to have you tell the one in the very beginning, because it clearly is talking about you when you were playing basketball and using pennies to kind of mimic the five players on the floor. So very, very creative. It's a very unique perspective in the way that you wrote that.
Yeah, and Vinny, that's a chapter on Vinny. He would always use change to draw things up. And, I just, like I said, the Holy Spirit really was very blessed to come up with the concept, and the words really came. And it was at a time, like I said, a couple of years ago when I decided, yeah, I'm done drinking beer. And, I don't want to say it was therapeutic, but it was in many ways. And it was something that I've always had on my bucket list. I want to write a book, and got it done. And it's just, I'm proud of it. But I'm also so grateful that I was able to do it.
Well, in the lead up to our conversation today, you told me that Jesuit spirituality is one of the underlying themes of your book. Let's use that to transition into what your everyday prayer life looks like. Share with the audience about the prayer that you say every day, as well as the increased role that the rosary has had in your life, including the daily presence of that physically.
Every morning I get up, you know, first thing I say when I put my feet on the ground is, thank you, Lord, for another day. I know that every day is a gift. That's something my folks, you know, taught us. In terms of Jesuit spirituality, the prayer for generosity, you know, Lord, teach me to be generous, to serve as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, save that in knowing I do your will. At St. Ignatius High School, I had so many great mentors, so many great teachers who I try to emulate in my classroom, like Jim Skirl and Tom Healy. And, establishing, you know, AMDG is something I wear on my wristband along with the date I took my last drink. I wear a wristband. It says 2/20/20 and AMDG, Anno Majorium De Gloriam. So it's just instilled in me. The prayer that I wanted to tell you about, the prayer of abandonment, is a prayer by, I think it's Charles Foucauld is his name. I'm pretty sure he's just become a saint, and it's just a prayer of, you know, all right, you know, I'm giving my worries and my troubles to you, Lord, and there's a lot of peace in that you can give these to God.
And the rosary?
The rosary, I say every morning as I'm on bus duty. I have a rosary in my pocket, and I will say a decade for something different every day. And there's a powerful feeling when you're done with your rosary and you hold it in the palm of your hand, knowing you said a lot of prayers. You could feel the weight of that rosary and say, okay, you know, God's heard me, and I know He has, and whatever He's deciding for today is what He wants, and we'll accept it and just be grateful.
And just a clarification for the audience, when Tom says bus duty, it's because he is a teacher. So that's what bus duty is a reference to.
Yes. I've been teaching for 22 years, and I absolutely love my profession, and really feel I can make a difference in it.
Outstanding. Well, I'd love to have you close us out by sharing what I know is nearest and dearest to your heart, which is your role as a father. Share with the audience about your daughters, including their participation in sports and your role in coaching, I believe, two of them.
Yes. So my oldest daughter is Bridget Elaine. She is a player on the Eastern Kentucky women's basketball team. She started out at Detroit Mercy, and transferred over to Eastern Kentucky, and is you know, having a pretty good career. I got to coach her in AAU her last year, which was really a lot of fun. We got along pretty well. She and I are very close because of the game of basketball. My daughter Maggie is throwing javelin at my alma mater. She goes to St. Francis University. I got to coach Maggie in high school. She was a hurdler, and had a real special moment at Penn Relays. If any of the listeners have ever, if they've never been to Penn Relays, it is something to behold. And luckily, our high school would pay for our athletes to go and compete, and I'll always remember that. And my youngest, Janie, just got into golf, but she is really into the theater, Bruce. Mm. She loves to sing, and she is very different from her sisters, and it's a joy to see her thrive in what she does.
And if you're comfortable sharing publicly the parish that the four of you belong to?
Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, I know it came out last year, but congratulations nonetheless on the book.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on Catholic Sports Radio. I really appreciate it. God bless you and your family.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
And listeners, as a nod to all of the coaching that Tom has done, we'll close this week's episode with a prayer from the National Catholic Coaches Association, and we'll do it together, of course, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From 2 Timothy, endure hardship, fulfill your ministry. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness. Lord, help me remember you are always with me, especially during tough times in my life. Remind me that your trials are for my benefit and that you use time to build me up to make me stronger. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.